Amy Donohoe, I believe your hair has changed colour to snow white.
Very much so, Scott.
You had, the shock of your life, basically, an amazing Attenborough moment. What happened?
So yesterday around lunchtime, I was surfing with another surfer, Jim McMasters, on the point, and we were quite a fair way out, and I was paddling back out and just saw this huge great white, probably only like 5 feet from myself and even closer to the other surfer, just launched straight out of the water. I knew it was a great white because I could literally see all its teeth and it's the white underneath its belly, and we both just beelined as quickly as we could straight for the rocks, and you know, the adrenaline was just pumping a million miles an hour, and it was a phenomenal experience. I mean, like you said, seeing them on the TV is one thing, but just being that close and seeing that nature in full force was, I'm very grateful that we both got out unscathed, because I think from its behaviour, it was definitely looking for something to eat.
I hear you went up the rocks like an oyster catcher or something. You just went up the vertical rock wall, barnacles and all, board attached in the blink of an eye. Tell us about that adrenaline rush and how you escaped.
Well, yeah, like I was looking directly at the shark. Like I said, like, you know, I've travelled the world and I've surfed a lot of sharky places, but I've never been that close to such a big shark. And I looked at it and I watched it launch and I watched it go under. And by that time, I was well and truly just beelining for the rocks. And I didn't even think twice about my feet at the time. They're full of cuts and abrasions right now. They're bandaged up, and I didn't even feel it. There was that much adrenaline going through my body. And I think I did yell out. There was quite a few surfers down the line that, in the process of not thinking about myself, I yelled out to another surfer that I know, that him and his wife and all the other kids are on the inside, and I was screaming, shark, shark. But I think by then they would have realised that our behaviour was pretty unusual, that we were heading towards the rocks in such a fast manner. I think that, you know, the lineup emptied out very quickly, and the lifeguards then went out to ski and they shut the beach, and every protocol was put in place to make sure everyone stayed safe for the rest of the day.
So just take us through it. You and Steve are sitting in the lineup on the point,
yep,
waiting for a wave. What do you think attracted it? Why do you think it did this? So you're saying it got some air, mouth agape, huge teeth. How big do you think it was?
Look, I would say it breached out of the water, and I was, you know, like I said, about no further than 5 feet away, so really close. Steve was, I think it was actually probably looking to have a bite of him. He sort of was looking at a wave, and I was paddling back out to the position on the peak, and I watched it breach. It was as high as my hip, and he sort of just fortunately enough missed the wave and then saw what was happening and just went straight for the rocks. So, yeah, pretty incredible.
So do you think it was trying to intercept him?
I think so. Look, I mean, from where I was looking, like I said, I'm not talking it up, like, there was teeth to be seen, and quite a few of them, and it was a big shark. Like, not probably anywhere from 10 to 15 feet, I would say, by looking at just the velocity and the force that it jumped out of the water. And it was big. It was big enough for me not to paddle back out.
Yeah, so it's come up, mouth agape, bang.
Yeah, I think he's really lucky. I think he's pretty, he's an older guy. I've been surfing with him for years, and I think he was pretty rattled from what I heard. Like, you know, we sort of recollected on the rocks, and like, for me, it was just kind of like pure adrenaline, whereas I think for him, like, the realisation that he potentially could have been the target was, you know, pretty intense, I can imagine. How was it going to be, him or me? There was only two of us out. Our odds were 50-50.
And it's right between the two of you that it's
come
up?
Yeah, exactly. So like 2 seconds before that, I was probably sitting where he was. So obviously I think it might have been weighing up, you know, sussing at the lineup for a little while. Like, it was just him and I going wave to wave. So, and like I said, we were a long way out. Anyone that knows Masters Point, you do sit a long way out. There's no doubt in my mind that it was a great white. Like, it was very obvious, very, very obvious. Like, you know, I know the difference between like bull sharks and reef sharks, and I've seen them all like over the years. I've surfed professionally for what, 10, 15 years, but nothing, I haven't ever experienced anything like this.
What about going up the rocks? How are your feet? What sort of injuries have you got?
Oh, look, they're fine in the scheme of things.
Plenty of cuts, though, I would think.
I've got plenty of cuts, yeah, definitely. I've got plenty of cuts. And like I said, in that moment, I didn't feel it. Scott, I didn't even feel it. I had that much adrenaline running through the blood. And I was a little bit mindful of my board. I didn't want to get too many dings. But feet, I was pretty much like walking on water.
So, in a way, the barnacles may have given you a bit more grip, even though they've chopped your feet to hell.
I'm just lucky, I guess, that I was, you know, like so close to the rocks. Because I would have hated to have thought what would have happened if we were a long way out on a beachy and there wasn't that, you know, safety point to get up into the rocks that quickly. Because, you know, you always did, as soon as you get onto the rocks, you're like, oh, well, I'm safe now, I'm safe. But if I had to paddle all the way to the beach and, you know, there was a big lulls in between sets, then I guess that's when the Jaws soundtrack starts coming to mind, doesn't it?
It does. And leaving a trail of blood across the sand didn't really worry you too much, long as it wasn't in the water. What about people on the beach you knew? Did you have family or friends there? Or?
No, I didn't. I had a friend of mine who was on the beach and with his son. And then a few of the young kids that I actually coached were sort of just checking it from the car park as we were up. And I think everyone was, it was quite surreal. I think, you know, like, it was just, yeah, there was a couple of people in the rock pool with the kids. And to see surfers just exit the water in such a quick fashion, I think everyone sort of knew something pretty serious had happened in the water.
Did they put the drone straight up to see where it had gone?
I think they might. Look, I don't know. I saw Dorsal app post something that they did see a 4 metre great white. So I think someone must have seen something. And little to be known, I didn't know there'd been a lot of bait balls. Or I should have known, but I didn't realise there'd been a lot of bait balls and a lot of movement in the water. I think they're just out and about at this time of year. The whales are going south, so there's obviously a lot of movement in the water at the minute.
Mm. And how's Steve? Did he get cuts to the feet as well?
Say he did. He wasn't the most. He wasn't that delicate out of the water. He was steam training up the rocks. Whereas I had a brand new board that I just bought, so I was kind of trying to put putting my body on the line a little bit more than my board. But he was well and truly just kind of breaching himself up on the rocks.
Yeah. So not the usual entry point.
No, definitely not.
Or exit point.
No, definitely not. And he sort of composed himself by sitting out there and taking a few deep breaths. And from what I've heard from a few of the guys, he's pretty shaken up about the whole thing. I think for me, I'm sort of just processing it. And I think when I paddle back out, that'll be the, you know, I think when you see something that close and then you sort of, it's their ocean, you realise, you're like, oh, wow, like they are out there, especially when you see them that close.
Yeah. How long before you can get back in? I mean, obviously, your feet are important in surfing. And if they're sliced up by the barnacles, you've got all the bits of shell and things out of them?
Yeah, I've got a bit of an excuse. I probably got a good week of healing in my feet before I'll be able to get back out there. But I won't leave it too long. I'd rather just bite the bullet and get back out there and not let it affect me too long. Because I think the more you stew on it, the more you think about it, the more you can realise that they are quite big predators and they're in the ocean.
One of the surf club members told me that they put the drone up pretty quickly. Couldn't see it. The beach reopened today.
Great.
The flags are up and they've got the drone going. Do you see the drone technology as a good thing?
Oh, look, I think it's definitely, you know, for the flagged areas, and it's going to do its purpose in keeping the swimmers safe. I think the difference between surfers and swimmers is that we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there at dawn. We're going to be out there at dusk, and, you know, we're chasing those waves. And I think even when this happens to me, I think, you know, the pleasure outweighs the risk, and it's in your blood, and it's their ocean. And, you know, I guess in some senses, I was, you know, who gets to experience something like that? So, you know, you can see it on a drone, and if you feel safe with that technology, by all means, I think it's important. But I think there'll be times where we're all exposed to, or you won't even know, like, you know, like some, they say the one that you don't see is always the one that's going to get you.
Well, you saw this one.
I saw this one. You got to
see the meat between his teeth. And
I did.
And look right down that gullet. And I hear you moved like no one. And they said you went up the side of the barnacle-encrusted rocks. My sources on the beach said you went up the side of the barnacle-encrusted rocks like defying gravity, you like you had suction cups on your feet.
Part of me does it happen that quickly. That I probably did move faster than I've ever moved.
Well, you've just found out your heart is pretty good, because if it didn't stop after that, it's going to keep ticking for a while.
Good.
And the odds are in the millions of being bitten by a shark. So you've surely just increased your chances of surviving in the water by escaping there. And well done to Steve and everyone on the beach. Well done to the lifeguards on duty and also the lifesavers from McMaster's Beach. They're keeping a watchful eye with that drone up now. And you know, as you say, there's a bit of bait and schooling fish activity. So that's when you've got to be a bit mindful, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the key, isn't it? Like, obviously, you know, just this time of year, they do have all those bait balls moving around. And, you know, like you said, it's one a million, Scott. It's so, and look, the reality is we saw it. It was very close, too close for comfort, but we all got out unscathed. And, you know, life goes on today, which is great and very grateful for that.
Yeah, well, it sounds as if Steve... was the bloke who was missed by the shark. Its aim wasn't good. We do hear from, you know, when they do those sort of breaching attacks on seals, and there are plenty of seals about at the moment too, that they have a pretty poor success rate. They miss a lot before they get one. So he was in luck there. And you can put your feet up now, Amy. Watch some surfing videos and get back when you can.
I will, Scott. Thank you.
All right, take care. We're happy to know that you made it through, and you sound as if you're going to relish life after that close encounter.
Oh, look, yeah, I guess I woke up this morning a little more grateful than normal, that's for sure. I think it does put things in perspective just on a much bigger level. You realise that there's a lot of things that are out of our control, and, yeah, it's a crazy world out there.
All right, good luck, and maybe you won't be out that far out on the point next time. Leave it to someone else.
Oh, no way, Scott. Not a chance.
You got to get that.
I will be inside of that point next. It will never stop me from surfing.
You don't want them snaking your waves. Amy Donohoe, take care. Look after those feet. Don't let them get infected.
Okay, bye.